Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Scheer. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Kara Waldorf and head football coach Derek Alban. The volleyball team bounced back from their 0-4 performance against non-conference teams in a tournament in Dyke, New Hartford last weekend with their second consecutive conference win, defeating the Hampton-Dumont Cal Bulldogs in three sets this week. The Cats head to Spencer this morning for the Spencer Invitational Tournament with a mark of 8-8 and a conference record of 3-1, which currently is tied for third with Webster City in the conference. I caught up after the match with Coach Waldorf about her team's play and the road ahead.
It was really nice coming off the weekend playing some of those tougher teams, and this was a really good confidence booster. Our main focus was intensity the whole time, and you can easily kind of go back and forth, and they really pushed hard and kind of kept that lead the whole time. So that was fun to see, and they had a lot of fun out there.
I do got to ask you about, because we mentioned your name quite a bit tonight. First of all, Shelby Hines, is she going to be okay moving forward?
Yeah. So she got her ankle pretty good last week at the tournament, and so she's moving on it pretty good today, but just not quite enough to be able to do that lateral movement, so she'll hopefully be back soon.
I do want to ask you about Larson Bonstetter. Looked like the team just did not miss a beat tonight, and she looked pretty impressive there from the middle spot.
Yeah, that was awesome to see. I mean, I loved seeing her step in and, you know, in that position, and I mean, every time she got the ball, she did something with it, and it was really fun to see her kind of break out of her shell a little bit.
And that type of experience, too, that's got to help later on this season when maybe you need her to step in at a certain point. You got to be encouraged by the experience tonight for
yeah.
some of the players.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the nice thing with, you know, we do have some underclassmen that like that, that have stepped in, and it's nice to know that, you know, they have that confidence and are gaining that experience out on the court. So I was super happy to see her. She definitely deserves that.
For tonight, you guys win 3-0. What were some of the things that you think you still got to work on here moving into the Spencer Invitational coming up here this weekend?
Yep, so we'll play some good teams there as well. You know what? We passed really well today, and I think that just makes a huge difference. You can see that you can really push on a team that way. I think the only thing that we did see was little spurts of maybe a couple errors in a row, and that's something we've been struggling with. The nice thing is in this match, they really bounced back from it, so you'd see maybe two or three in a row, and then they'd be able to kind of get back and execute. So that's the biggest thing that we still need to work on, is just to make sure that when we do have that one or two errors, that we have those people who can step up and terminate the ball. But that was fun to see, and again, a huge confidence booster for them. I was happy to see that. This is kind of an important piece of the season right now, going into the end of the season, and I think they can still really do well. And so having that game right before we go into this tougher tournament will be nice.
Well, and that's the thing too. You told me before the match, and I related to our listeners about how you were looking for that turning point, trying to salvage the season, turn it back into a positive direction. I believe you guys, by all accounts, at least look at the score and how you guys played tonight. I believe you send in a statement, at least maybe to the rest of the North Central Conference. You guys are right there at the top of the conference right now, standing-wise.
Nope, I think they had a lot of fun out there.
So Spencer Invitational, it is going to be some tougher opponents. Is this just kind of, again, try to test the girls here coming into the rest of conference play?
Yeah, we've been in the Spencer Invitational for quite a few years. It does look like there's some new teams there, so it'll be fun. You kind of get to play some teams from different parts of the state. We typically don't go west, you know, when we play, and so it's fun to see some of those different teams and challenge the girls, but it's always good when you can play a good team. I mean, it only makes you better, win or lose. I mean, it definitely pushes you and prepares you.
So final thoughts on the match tonight?
I'm just happy they pulled it out and they pushed as hard as they did, so it was fun to watch, and it was fun to coach, and we had a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, Coach, for joining us here. And again, congratulations on the 3-0 victory. And best of luck here come up with this Spencer Invitational this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
That was volleyball head coach Kara Waldorf. Our next guest is Humboldt football head coach Derek Alban. The football team won a come-from-behind effort in Huxley last night as the Cats moved to 5-0 with a 26-14 win. The Cats allowed points for the first time this season, including one touchdown against a defense that had a school-record 4 consecutive shutouts coming into play. The Cats were led by running back Lance Kuhn, who provided 229 yards on the ground along with a 52- and 80-yard score. I caught up with Coach Elman after the game to hear his thoughts on his team's play during the game.
I think the biggest thing that tonight taught us is that, you know, we got to fight through adversity and not give up. And the guys obviously proved that, you know, fought through being down for the first time in, you know, a long time, giving up a touchdown, giving up a pick six, you know, having a bad kickoff, and they get a good kick return, which gave Ballard a short field. And they're definitely built for, you know, short field. They struggle. They're down to their, like, their second or third string quarterback right now. Last week, number 12, the running back played quarterback a little bit, and they went with number 7, and he, you know, obviously just not their normal guy. So you could see they just struggled throwing the ball. So giving them a short field obviously hurt us a little bit. Number 12 looks like had 110 yards. Just did a nice job of moving the football, moving the sticks. And then, I mean, the touchdown that we gave up, that was a good ball and kind of getting lucky a little bit too. So just got to shore up some things. It was good to see, you know, we were penalized a lot less. That was a bright spot. Kuhn was awesome. Ran for 229 and 2 touchdowns. That was huge. Had a couple real big runs. So just overall, there's a lot of things to be excited about, but just some things that we just got to continue to work on. And obviously it's week 5. You got to continue to get better each and every week. And we got a little bit better with some things, got some things got to work on.
So you went in tied at halftime. What did you tell the guys there to try to rally the troops?
You know, just that number one, the defense was playing good. You know, other than a couple of 6-7 yard runs, they were playing really, really good. Said the touchdown was on the offense. Keep working hard. You know, and then offensively, we told them, hey, you got to keep your feet going. You got to strain. You got to work just a little bit harder on blocks, work on sustaining blocks, because Lance obviously has some ability there. And that helped a lot, I think, in the second half, because he was able to obviously break free a little bit. Just did a nice job of finding space. I thought his first touchdown that he had in the third quarter going north was just a really nice physical run where he stiff-armed a kid and then high need to get through an ankle tackle. I mean, that just shows all that work he puts in, and I just think that that's a testament to him. And, you know, effort's a big deal to us. We want great effort all the time, and Lance gives good effort when the ball's in his hands.
And Lance Kuhn, 229 rushing yards, able to step up in that second half and get those big runs for a touchdown to help energize the team.
Yep.
That sideline, what was that like for the guys?
It was jumping and loud, man. That's a good feeling for us as coaches to see the excitement that our kids have in somebody making a big play. So that was great to see, and it was great to hear.
And then defensively, we saw Trevor Beach. He had his third interception now in the last 2 games. What do you think has been his success there as he's starting to heat up defensively for this Hummel team?
You know, I think, and that pick was great, but a couple of the plays when they had, you know, some space that he had little ankle tackles where he just did a great job of wrapping up and staying with it. Trevor's just playing at a high level right now, and he's literally on everything and plays fast all the time. You know, that's just, again, you talk about what kids do outside of 48 minutes on a football field. And, you know, the effort that people don't see is how hard they run routes in practice and how hard they play in practice defensively. And, you know, making sure that they're running down fast on kickoff. And that's the little things that I think Trevor just does a great job with. Is he makes sure that everything he does is a really, really high level. And that's what you love to see as a coach, is those kids that don't have to be told throughout practice. I mean, we don't run a ton of conditioning because our practice is so high tempo. And I think that shows on the field because our guys understand what fast football looks like.
After everything that's happened tonight, what's your overall thought, your consensus of how tonight's game did go for you guys?
Overall, a win's a win. You know, sometimes you got to win ugly, and it teaches your guys how to fight through adversity a little bit. And tonight was an example of that. The guys had to fight through adversity. Had to fight being down for the first time since being in the Unit Dome last fall, you know. So that's a lot of football that was played where they hadn't been down. And the thing that I love is the guys got done with the extra point. We went down 14-13. They sprinted the sideline. They were ready for return, and the offense went back out. So it's those things that, as we continue to progress through the season, which is crazy to believe that we're already past the halfway mark of the regular season, but as they continue to progress through that, that's going to help them push higher and higher as the season wears on.
Now, as you look ahead to North Polk, I don't know if you had a chance to think about it, but now you got an opponent now at home and homecoming. What's your thought here going into North Polk with the state of the team?
You know, we haven't watched a ton of film, obviously, on North Polk because we take it week by week, but I know they're going to be athletic and fast. So again, it's going to be leaning on our defense and then just finding ways to get Lance the ball in different sets and different formations to give him the opportunity to spring free, you know, because it starts to get easy for teams to pick up what we do based on formation and alignment. And that's why we tried to change things up a little bit tonight. But just talking on the sidelines before we left, you know, we want to look at putting in some more just true downhill run plays for him, because obviously when he can hit the hole hard and then be able to cut back, that's where he's his best.
Well, appreciate it, Coach. Congratulations on the win tonight, and best of luck here the next week of practice as you go into the homecoming game.
Yep, thanks. Go Cats.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.